Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Back. And you know what we're going to do? Let me see. What do we have here? I can't read that. Okay. Anyhow. Let me see. Jericho, the new Berrien. He pledges $50. Hey, Jericho, listen. You know, we gotta give credit to our universities. You know that the indoctrination is, because these girls and these guys that are coming out of Stanford and what is the other one in California, especially
Berkeley.
Well, let's hear from some of these college kids. Yeah, it's plugged in.
24. Do you know how many seats?
Turn it up. Yep.
12. I don't know. 12.
Yes. What language do the people in Idaho speak?
Potato.
Wait, what? What language?
I don't know. The first thing that came to mind was potatoes.
How many states make up the United States? Guess a number if you don't know. 5. Yes. What continent are we on right now?
What continent? I think like North Africa.
What's 3 times 3 times 3?
18.
Yes. How many cents are in $1?
How many cents are in $1?
Yeah.
1, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, 6.
Yes. Do you know what country we gained our independence from?
Well, now here's the thing. Our young rising star on radio, Craig, in there says he has friends that went to college and they're smarter than that. They're not like that. Now, I went to college too. But you know what? I also went to elementary school. And when I was in third grade, I could answer all those questions.
Correct.
All right? I could have done it. And not only that, listen to this. We just had a woman who was put on the Supreme Court. And that woman didn't know what a woman was. I know what a woman is, okay? I know that for a fact. Right in the church, I can stand up and I can point out every woman in there and every man. And listen to this. They think that men can have babies. And I was one of the first one to say, if they're having a baby, they're not a man. What do you think of that? Is that deep?
That's deep, Pastor.
Profound, Pastor.
It's way over the heads of these college kids. It's way over their heads.
No, it's pretty sad. And when you visually see the expressions on their face, you know they're not faking it.
I know. Yeah, folks, we are watching this. And, yeah, you would have thought that this, but here he's going to talking to these kids random and, This is sad. It's very sad. Already, 888-281-1110. Folks, we gotta hurry. We're down to not right now 36. We need 3,000. No, not 36. 46. 4,600. We need 4,600. Let's see. 888-677-9673.
Pastor, I'm gonna comment on the education issue. It's bad, and it's gotten worse over the last 60 years. We know right now, it's not a question at all, we know that education the last 2 years has tanked. So these people we're watching in this video who are 20-somethings are going to seem smart to the children who are preparing to graduate from school because over COVID, they're 2 years behind. And then places like, what was it, Portland, was it the whole state?
Correct.
It was shut down.
Oregon. Right.
Yeah, they waived all requirements for high school graduation. They didn't even have to be able to read a book or a sentence or nothing. There were no requirements.
They're also waiving all college testing too.
They're waiving college testing. I don't want it to be all doom and gloom. I will say that nationally there are huge efforts to turn that around because the public is aware of the issue, but we need to be prepared for that dip. We need to be prepared that this next generation of children coming out of primary school, government schools right now are going to be woefully unprepared for real life.
Okay, so now first of all, you know, it's you got to give them a little bit of credit because both in Portland and Seattle, they put Tampax machines in the boys' bathrooms. And you know, that was like ahead of everybody else. No.
Yeah,
right now, those boys are they're thinking about what to do with them because they're really not sure, okay? I guess maybe if you had a nosebleed or something, you know,
yeah,
an emergency.
Yeah, use them in a nosebleed or, you know.
Instructing the 3 and 4-year-olds by way of the storybooks what to do with the Tampaxes.
Oh, no kidding. I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I think there's some weird thing connected with that. But everything has equity at the end of it. It's
correct.
Like menstrual equity or something. And then there's... Oh, there's that you could go on. There's a whole list. I don't know if you know this, but there's there's tree equity or something like that. That's basically
they're rewriting the dictionary. Yeah.
They're rewriting the dictionary, and the tree equity is there's appear to be more trees in white neighborhoods than black neighborhoods. So therefore, trees are racist, and neighborhoods are racist. Tampon equity, menstrual equity. Women are getting more attention at one time a month than boys, and the whole thing. It's an endless parade of madness.
It is. It's absolutely.
Since way back, education. I've grafted it since 1950. If you make a big X on a piece of paper, and you start at the upper left-hand corner on the X and go down, that's the test scores. They've done nothing but go down since 1950s. Then if you look at the other side, and if you start at the bottom part of the X going up to the right-hand corner, is the cost of education. What we've done is a total inversion. The quality has gone down equal to the cost going up.
So let me ask you this.
Our story for the next.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, right now, with what you're saying, this past year, there were over 2 million homeschoolers now in America. There were over 2 million homeschoolers, and that's growing at a very fast rate for obvious reasons. You know, and I know this radio program has really helped them growing, too, because we're telling things that and parents are... They're pulling their kids out of public school because they don't want to have to go and fight with the school board because they know that Merrick Garland will send the FBI in to arrest them for standing up. I mean, parents have no right not wanting their children to read pornography, to be involved. I mean, that's how, and it's really been reduced to pure paganism. I mean... Mm-hmm. But anyhow, so now you're going to have you're going to have these two, these Christian schools that are giving people a real education, and then the homeschoolers that are getting a very good education. So they're going to be considered to be the bourgeoisie, and the others that are going to the public schools are going to be the proletariat. In other words, the way that, remember, Karl Marx said, that it's morally okay for the proletariat to kill the bourgeoisie and take their property because they earned it off the backs of the proletariat. That's what they're referring to, the working class people, the middle class people. Now that wasn't the case, and that's not the case here. But this is what the fake news media and the Biden regime. This is the message they're trying to get out to the people, is it not?
It absolutely is. But I tell you what, let me take that one step further. You want to hear some wild irony in how this whole thing is shaping up? Remember the very first thing that parents were alerted to that was alarming in schools a little over a year ago now that had parents in an uproar? It was CRT, critical race theory.
Oh, yeah.
Critical race theory is one of those things when parents started to see that education wasn't what they were expecting when they were looking over the shoulders and looking at the Zoom classes online, etc. But then suddenly CRT showed up, and we have this whole wave of America's systemically racist, and it's built on the backs of slavery, and we need to make amends for all our past sins as a nation, etc. Pastor, I've got some really exciting good news for you. And it's ironic good news. You want to know of those new homeschool families? You want to know who's leading the charge?
Who?
Black America. Black America has increased, according to the John Birch Society and the American Freedom Project Academy, at last check, has increased from 2% homeschool to 16% homeschool. They are by far and away the vast numbers of people who are pulling out of public schools and saying, forget this, I'm done with these government schools, we're going to actually get our kids a proper education. The group, the leading the charge in that in America is Black families, Black America.
All them Uncle Toms. There you go. Now let me ask you this, because if you and I can have a woman's day and when we feel like we're a woman, and so we can be women, can we feel like we're Black and be a part of that?
Well, if you're a Democrat politician, you can be Indian, you can pretend to be Black, you can whatever you want to be, and then you get a free pass when you're found out.
All right, there you go. Well, you could just do that. And I've noticed, too, now in some of the public fools, some of the kids, they said maybe you're a puppy. I mean, if you feel like a puppy, and they're giving them little places to sit and be puppies, and they can be other little animals, too, if they feel like that in the public school.
Well, and then it's compounded because I'm getting phone calls from parents whose children want to go off to college or maybe to a career vocational school. And here in Cleveland, Cuyahoga Community College is remasking, along with Cleveland State University is remasking. And a good number of the colleges and universities are coming out again with mandatory vaccination to attend their school.
All right, there you go, folks.
Oh, good heavens.
So what does that tell you? Well, it would tell me that I would go to a school or college that didn't do that, right?
And there are those out there.
Yeah, I know, and we're going to make sure people know that they're out there. All righty, folks, listen, the phones have not been ringing. I guess you don't love me. You don't want me here on the air? I got to hear from you, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or, and that's a credit card line, too. If you have the credit card, PayPal, you go up to wrwl.org and it'll tell you, wrwl.org, the different ways you can help us, help you, because we want to be here. You know, in 50 years, we have never betrayed you, never steered you wrong. We've stood our ground under every kind of a threat. MoveOn.org and a whole bunch of the communists have done everything they could. Joe, you remember how Bloomberg bought those stations just to get us off there, okay, out of New York.
And right, the whole radio network bought the entire thing. It turned it into Howard Stern's and sports.
Yeah, they turned it over to Howard Stern's, but there was Alex Jones, there was us, then the number of patriotic Christians on there. He bought them just to get us off. But
so, Pastor, for the new listeners, tell them how long you've been doing this program.
50 years. We've been doing it 50 years.
And okay. You're across the country.
Coast to coast.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah. And we've been bringing you the truth without compromise, without compromise.
The podcast, you can see the podcast or hear the podcast on thewordcleveland.com, thewordcleveland.com. And you have to click on a link on the because they'll show what's currently playing. Our link is on because the show's on at night. It's you can listen to it any time. But I want to remind the listeners out there of two things. We've told them often that we can thank you for donating, but God can bless you. You see, none of us in the ministry, Pastor Ernie in all those 50 years, has never taken any money. Or he sits on and does a radio program every night, you know, six nights a week, does sermons on Sunday on the radio. And no one working with him has ever taken a dime. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure. And we've told you, you can see it in Matthew chapter 10, around verse 41, 42, that if you support a ministry, you get to share in the blessings of that ministry. and we have the King's Word School of the Bible training people in Scripture, training up new pastors. We have the prison ministry, Right to Life ministry. There's a trucking ministry. Several of us have been in hospice and are working with the sick and the dying. And any blessing that's accomplished, including the radio ministry, that blesses the Lord, you get to share in that blessing. And the Lord says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." God makes it clear in several other passages that you cannot give him. If you give, he will make sure that you can continue to give if you're doing it with the right heart. So we ask you to prayerfully consider donating. We're not making any money here. We are, well, we're laying up crowns and treasures in heaven. But your donations, they pay the radio bill. They pay the bills of the ministry, period. And that's why they can't stop. As long as you donate, they cannot shut down Christian Talk Radio, this program. Can't chase away sponsors. They can't do anything to get rid of us as long as you, the listeners, support us, period.
All right. And folks out there, listen, get our newsletter. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And again, check out what we compare, what we're telling you with what you hear at NBC, ABC, and CBS. Look at the research that we do. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. The newsletter is free. All you have to do is ask to be put on the list or send us a little letter with your address really clear, okay? We actually will get newsletters asking us, and they'll send a little card, but they'll have their address, but not their name, just a return address and ask to send the newsletter, okay? But we need your whole name, and we need your address, and a phone number helps too. And so the address you would send that to is WRWL14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, NEWBURY, Ohio, 44065. Okay, we're going to do lightning rounds. All right, Jonathan, tell us what you have there, the FBI.
Oh, my gosh. The FBI are just a crooked mess. The headline here, stunning: National Archive refuses to turn over Joe Biden's vice presidential records on meetings with Hunter and James Biden, the same leftist hacks behind the Mar-a-Lago raid. Democrats, tech giants, if you'll remember, and mainstream media refused to allow any reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop so they could rig the election. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we had 51 former intelligence officials sign and publish this letter baselessly claiming that Hunter laptop's laptop from hell was just some Russian disinformation operation. They told us that, and they signed a letter and everything. It was purely a lie. We all know that now. And they've just sort of duck cover and run. The tech media were behind this thing. They backed up the hiding of this information from the American people. But that was 2020. Now we're in 2022, and we have the National Archives and Records Administration are playing the same role this time. Now, what they're doing is refusing to release the treasure trove of Joe Biden information that the, what is this media organization, is trying to get a release of this from the National Archives Organization, and they are not releasing this information. They're refusing a Freedom of Information Act request. These are the same people, keep in mind, that raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
Well, you know, you had the Dirty 30. The very same FBI agents that were there instigating January 6th, that were there, they were the very same ones that were a part of that whole false flag thing with the mayor there in Michigan.
Yeah,
not
Whitmer.
The mayor, the governor, Whitmer. Yeah.
Whitmer, yeah.
That was another whole fake thing that was made up. And then the very same 30, and they call them the Dirty 30, crooked cops were the ones in Mar-a-Lago.
I think Michigan was a trial run.
Yeah.
They wanted to see how it would go. So that's here's the name. It's the America First Legal. They're the ones that are suing for a release of the documents from National Archives. And National Archives is refusing to release those documents. It's ridiculous. We have private legal organizations suing our parts of our government to get them to release information that they're legally obligated to release that impact an election, and they are refusing to do their job.
But Jonathan, it's not our government anymore.
That's true.
And it's supposed to be. What you have there is total lawlessness.
Yep.
You have a coup. That was a coup that was put against President Trump. President Trump is still the legitimate president of this United States, okay? That whole election was nothing but fraudulent. And anyone and everyone who says it's not is a liar, and there's no truth in them. And there's not one of them that would come and sit across from me right here and debate me on that.
And the whole point of this is that this war that we're in is going to be won at the state and local level because the states are fighting back.
The states are fighting back, but listen, folks, the only answer we have is God, okay? The Republican Party's not going to help us. You got too many rhinos in there to begin with. It's got to be God. It's, you know, folks, we've been trying to tell you this. You know, here's what Jesus said, repent or perish. Repent or perish, right? Mm-hmm. Repent or you will likewise surely perish, right? So now, what does repent mean? Repent doesn't mean simply I'm saying I'm sorry. Repent means to what? It's a military term.
Yeah,
that term, repent, about face. It means to go undo what you've done. And if you have been guilty of sins of omission, in other words, if you haven't done what you were supposed to do. Remember what it says in James 4:17? For those that know to do good and do it not, to them it is sin.
Sin.
There you go.
Well, what you're kind of hitting on, do you know what the biggest news story of the day that's not on any of the major networks is?
No, I know one thing though. I know that they're doing Queen Elizabeth. They're keeping that out there in people's focus to keep your attention off whatever dirty business they're up to. But go ahead, tell us.
Well, I know what it is.
What is really going on is, well, I'll read a couple headlines. Breaking: FBI raids homes of 35 Trump supporters.
Yep.
We didn't hear much about it, but not only did they raid, they have arrested, they have been confiscating phones, laptops. Next headline is many as 50 high-level supporters have been raided or subpoenaed and been brought in, taking their phones and computers, busting people with armed FBI agents.
Gestapo, secret police.
Yep.
Yep.
The Gestapo.
Nazi tactics.
Think about it this way. Biden came out in that speech, called MAGA supporters enemies of the state, extremism that threatens the very republic. Our pursuit of power is before all else. We're out to destroy the republic. This is Joe Biden a couple days ago.
I know.
Now, we know the enemy always accuses, the communist always accuses the other side, us, of doing what they're doing. So we have Biden doing this. We have Harris out there. We are the greatest threat to, you know, democracy. We have Mayorkas out there talking about how domestic terrorism is the greatest threat, the false narrative, the violent extremists, these domestic terrorists. We are fostered by the hate. We hate the government. Okay, he's talking. You go down the list. And what you see is, remember when they talked about there was a new war on terrorism? Well, that's anyone who questions the 2020 election, and they're basically saying, this is what Biden said, they should be in jail. The greatest threat, Harris, the greatest threat to America are these 11 Republicans that are running for election as attorney generals, that 11 states would elect one of these MAGA Republicans is the greatest threat. What they're really saying, if you don't agree with Joe Obama, and you know you're a terrorist, if you say the election was stolen, and this is what really they're after, They've raided these subpoenas. What they're looking for, we found out now, is they are looking for any phones, email, any records having to do with the January 6th. And this all comes down to the idea of, quote, and the claim on the subpoena looking for any claim that the VP and or president of the Senate had authority to reject or choose not to count personal electors.
All right.
This is at the basis of this Merrick Garland's DOJ-issued subpoena. I'm quoting right from this subpoena. The subpoena is looking for any claim on email or phone call that the Vice President of the United States or the President of the Senate had the authority to reject or choose not to count these personal electors. There's been no news coverage of this. There's been nothing on Fox. There is no reason given for these subpoenas. These subpoenas are illegal.
That was the whole purpose of that, was to, before you certify, make to legitimize. That was the whole purpose.
Yep.
And
but again, the thing is, the Republicans are not fighting back. The news is not talking about it. Newsmax hasn't been talking that I've seen. Maybe somebody on Newsmax that I didn't catch. I haven't seen anything on Fox. I've looked on the Internet. And it's only a few of the extreme right.
Like Josh Hawley, like Jim Jordan, like Marjorie Greene, like Ted Cruz.
But again, the press isn't putting what they're saying out, so they're speaking out. But there is a lockdown in the press on this story.
Of course there is. That's why we're here. That's why we're here.
We're doing it here.
All right, here you go. John in Parma pledges 100. Bob in New Brunswick pledges 75. Bob in Oregon pledges 105. John in Minnesota pledges 77. And what is that? Oh, yeah, good Bible number. Very good. Folks, we're running. Right now we have approximately 22 minutes left.
Right. Okay. I've got to add one more thing to this. They are also going after some of these people. They are saying they want to, what the idea is, they make the supporting Trump so costly, they'll break them financially. Anytime you have to fight the government, you have to hire lawyers, it breaks people down. Look what they did to General Flynn. They broke him. He went bankrupt. They are also threatening jail time for anybody involved. And if you don't believe it, remember that state judge in New Mexico just removed an elected county commissioner because he participated. He didn't go inside the Capitol, but he was with the outside protesters there at the Capitol. He has been removed from his county elected county commission job in the state of New Mexico by a state judge because he was there.
Joe, as you remember, a couple of years ago when I spoke there at Liberty University, there was 250 county sheriffs there. And those 250 county sheriffs, some of them told me how that they have posted in their county. Now, Joe Obama has made, he has weaponized the FBI. He has weaponized, of course, that goes back to the Obama nation. Yeah,
they were doing.
Yeah, we told you. Did you see what he's doing now? Remember, for 8 years, every day. Did you see what he's doing now? Did you see what he's doing now? But so the county sheriffs have posted, a number of them posted in their counties, when federal agents come into their counties, they are to check in to the sheriff's office so they do not come in there and harass and persecute the people in that county. So a sheriff's deputy goes out with them if they come to see people in that county to make sure, because they've been weaponized against us. There's a coup. There's a coup.
There's a coup. And but you remember, this was a state judge that got involved and fired or got rid of an elected county official that was elected. I mean, this is a revolution, people. You've got to understand. And then there was a lady on Tucker tonight. She wasn't even there. She was awakened at 5 o'clock in the morning. Her daughter said, there are men down at your door demanding to see you. And they came in, and she was just scared out of her mind. She was told there was an anonymous tip that she was at the Capitol on January 6th. This is just a couple weeks ago. I think it was just a couple days ago, actually. And she had to prove to them that she wasn't even there. Now, they've had 2 years facial recognition, you know, software, testimony from other people. They're harassing Trump supporters. This lady was a Trump supporter, big time. And all this was a made-up claim that, oh, we had an anonymous tip. You were there participating in the resurrection or the
insurrection, they called it.
Insurrection, yeah. Too many biblical terms.
President Trump is coming here Friday. He's coming right here to Youngstown, Ohio on Friday, not far from where we're at right now. We're up against a hard break. We'll be back after this, folks. Call.
I feel so fine, this New Age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the New Age church is for. The truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth, but it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man of the kind to be scared till I go to heaven, or as I fear, below. I am, he said. You had better care. Isn't a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen.
Make sure there's no allergies.
She's not paying attention. She's not paying attention. We're on the air. Did you hear her? Well, there you go. Caught you.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. All right. PA Democrat John Fetterman, a total mess.
Oh, my gosh.
According to Christina Lalea, and she writes that at an abortion rally, he introduces himself as John Fetter woman. This guy, okay, he's never had a job that we know of, okay? And here, what does God's Word to Bible, what does God's Word to Bible have to say about people that are pro-death and sacrifice their children? What does it have to say about them?
They're evil. They're devils. They're not human.
Says hell has opened its mouth wide for these people. Okay, those that would, Jesus said you'd been better off to have a millstone hung around your neck and thrown into the ocean, right? Than to do, but these people are wicked. Fetterman, I'm going to tell you right now, if Fetterman was right here, I would tell him he's a wicked person. He's wicked to the bone. See, people, you pastors out there are supposed to be preaching the gospel. See, the point of it is, like Jesus said, repent or you too will surely perish, folks. We're living in the evil day, the wicked day. You pastors, you got to step up to the plate. You got to get some backbone. You got to do what you're supposed to do. You know that. Listen, if you had had courage, had you had courage, if the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lion, America would not be in the shape it's in. We would not have over 100 million dead babies. Our children would not be being abused in a public school system. The boys would know that they're boys, and the girls would know that they're girls. The wives wouldn't and daughters wouldn't be whores out there. We have so much of that. Why? Because you pastors, one, have failed to do your job. Two, and you know, and the Bible says that God had given them false teachers, and that's what they wanted. They wanted that. That's the way they would have it. Okay. There you go. Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. Folks, you better listen to me out there. God's word, the Bible, is real. There is a lake of fire out there, and it's for real. And you're going to end up one place or the other. When you die, you either go to heaven or you go to hell. And you people that are pushing child killing, believe me, that's not the road to heaven. All right, 888-281-1110. Joe, we down right now. We are down to 4150. We need $4,150, Joe, and we've got about 12 minutes to get 4,000. We're going to have to be here a little while after the program's over tonight to get that. $4,150 is what we need right now. That's our goal for tonight. So Tim in Chula Vista pledges 30, and the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you.
Pastor, you talk about the duties of the pastor behind the pulpit and these the failings of some churches. There's an expression that I heard a while ago talking about these organizations and institutions that have gone woke, and the expression is lurch to the left. You hear it a lot. Well, I've adapted that term. I call it church to the left now. These churches that have gone to the left, they're adopting all of this nonsense and gone woke. It's, to me, it's mystifying. There are churches out there, and you see it on their marquee out on the streets, and they're advertising now. They're trying to somehow present themselves as still being a church and being biblical in some sort of sense.
Now, they've apostatized. See, you know that word apostatized, that's a medical term. If you get a cut or you have a wound and it gets infected, that means it's apostatized. Okay, now, that apostate church, World National Council of Churches, are infected with sin. They've been affected with sin, and that's the problem there. You have one. I just had an article here somewhere out of Texas, supposedly a Baptist church. I think they call themselves the National Baptist, whatever. They're not Baptist at all. They're Protestant, but they're apostate. You know, there's a difference between actual Baptist. Very few people understand that. Only about 10% of those or less that have Baptist in their name are actually Baptist. The vast majority are Protestant. And most people don't know that because of biblical illiteracy out there today. But they've apostatized. They've gone infected with sin.
Well, they've accepted the payment to become vaccination centers. They're still pushing the vaccination, you know, with their community members.
So
disgusting.
When you have a guy like this,
worse,
John Fetterman, if you to vote for the God's word said, if you vote for a guy like John Fetterman, that's a sin. That is a sin if you do that. If you vote for a man like John Fetterman, the Bible says, let you be accursed. Let him be accursed.
Cursed. Yeah. It's worse than you guys think. There was a new survey out by the American Worldview Inventory, their annual report, coming from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. They were supposed to look at over 1,000 pastors surveyed. 39% of these pastors said, quote, there was no absolute moral truth, and each individual must determine their own truth. A third of the respondents also said they believe the Holy Spirit isn't a person. It's a symbol of God's power presence. And the same proportion preferred socialism over capitalism. And one-third of those surveyed believe having faith matters more than which the faith you have. Listen to that. Having faith matters more than the faith you have. And 39% they're rejecting the idea of absolute, you know, truth. And basically, they're, according to the Christian Post, these individuals believe you get to determine your own truth, and these are supposed to be so-called pastors, they're hirelings. But that's what's wrong. We don't have a lot of pastors out there. We have a great many hirelings, and they have gone to liberal theological schools, and they have drank the Kool-Aid, and they are no more Christian than the ones who don't profess any faith at all.
Moral relativism. And it's the reason for that, the reason that this exists and we are where we are now is, I think when you start, when you look at the evolution of communism and Marxism, it's plain and apparent. The church was the stopgap. It was the thwarting of the spread of communism, because it gave people a true meaning, a true purpose. It gave them enlightenment. And those are the communism can't flourish when there's belief and enlightenment and individual thought. You have to have collectivism and all that. And so the first several times it went around and the communism tried to spread itself and grow, they would be abolished by the church. And so I think they've figured out that they need to infiltrate the church and neuter it. And that's what they've done to a large extent. That's what you're describing. Those are churches that are not, in fact, doing what they're designed to do and what they must do. They're the church equivalent of rhinos.
Absolutely.
Well, it's even worse than that. We were one of the first radio programs in the nation to talk about cultural Marxism, to explain what it was, where it started. And when it started, Antonio Gramsci was one that said that, you know, for the communist revolution to succeed, we have to destroy Western civilization. Remember Berkeley's chant, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civilizations got to go. And they realized that it was the Christian faith and the family that was the basis of Western civilization. So what do you got to do? You've got to get rid of God, and you've got to break up the family. And they had been trying to do that since the late 1800s. Through the Fabian Socialist Society, the cultural Marxists, that has always been the attack. You've got to bring in communism, get rid of God, break up the family, and you can have your communist revolution that we are watching take place right in front of us in our very own country, in our very own government.
Yep.
All right, we are running out of time for tonight. Right now we got 6 minutes left. But we're going to have to stay here for a while afterwards, folks, because we got to hear from you, because we are way behind. All right. Praise the good Lord. Jim in Randolph, Massachusetts, just pledged $600. Thank you, Jim. And Carl in Cleveland just pledged $700. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Let me see. I think John in Garland, Texas. No, I didn't get that. Okay. 40, and Ken in Massachusetts, 200. Oh, it's Missouri? Okay. Ken in Missouri? Okay, now. So right now, we need approximately 2,700. We need 2,700.
Pastor, I can give you 100.
Okay. Okay, we need 2,600. There you go. 2,600.
Well, there's some people out there that God has blessed with good incomes, very good incomes, ability to have a private practice, a professional practice, a business, and some people donate more than that just to a particular candidate, let alone to a whole political campaign. And you've got to remember, we are reaching millions of people through this radio ministry and waking a lot of them up. So if you want to put your money to good use, get some blessings from God, and help the country, this would be a good time for you to donate to this radio ministry.
Well, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. The doers of the Word Church will pledge 1,000. 1,000. 1,000 for doers of the Word. So that puts us down to about, what, 1,600?
And your congregation doesn't revolt, right?
No, uh-uh.
They back it, I know. I'm making a humorous. The congregation goes along with it. They've supported this radio ministry for many, many years, and it's got to be truly a blessing that they're willing to support this ministry and you all these years. And they owe a big debt of thanks to them, folks.
You know, Joe, the Apostle Paul talks about when he came to the time when he was ready to die, he said, I've run a good race, I fought a good fight, and, you know, I can honestly say over all these years that I have fought and I've done the best I could. I can honestly say I didn't hold back anything in this. And you know, folks, I tell you, it's a good feeling because today there's not too many things to be that we can really believe in and trust in. But I can tell you one thing: God's word, the Bible, okay, is absolute truth. And everything that's in that Bible, over 1,800 prophecies, most have already come to pass, 580 in the New Testament, and it has done exactly what it says. Prophecies made 4,000 years in advance came down exactly when, exactly where, exactly how. Jerry Lucas wrote a book called Theomatics, and he took the Bible and he put it together and ran the mathematical odds. He worked with Stanford Math Department. And the mathematical odds of us being able to even fulfill a man with all the technology, three of these prophecies, is one with 32 zeros behind it. It means it's pretty impossible. We can't do that. And so God's word, you know, it's there. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but his words will stand. And that's why the enemy has done everything it can to try to destroy the word of God, but it ain't going to happen.
Well, Proverbs 3 says this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And that's why most of us that have worked with you over the years are here.
We have 2 minutes, Joe, to raise 1,600. 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes. We need, folks, we need to hear from you. Pardon? 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Again, I want to remind you, tomorrow at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we're going to open our archives. We're going to have these articles that you people always ask for. They're going to be laid out, hundreds of them, hundreds. And you can come and you can just take them right with you. And that's all the documentation. We spend a lot of time. To us, telling the truth is very, very important. It's very important to our opposition out there. You know, it doesn't. Whatever the narrative is, that's what they're going to tell you. And so, how much time do we have? All right. Again, I'm going to give an invitation. We have 4 minutes. And we need to hear from you. We're still $1,600 short, and I don't see anything lighting up in the screen right now. We definitely got to hear from you. Now, folks, here's reality. We've been talking about tonight reality. We've been talking about the only one thing in this entire world that you can absolutely count on, okay, is right here. It's the Word of God. And so you can't even trust yourself sometimes. We do things sometimes, and we don't even know why we do it. We do things sometimes on impulse, but you can completely and totally trust in the Word of God. Now, again, everybody that you know is going to die. Everybody that you know is going to die. You say, well, what if we get caught up with a rapture? You still die because you have a change. The old body dies. And so when that happens, God's word does not stutter. It does not stutter. It tells you very clearly. It's appointed to all men once to die, and then, folks, the judgment, right?
Right.
And what is the judgment? You're either saved or you'll have all of eternity to wish you were, right?
Correct.
Right.
And so
you either receive your crowns and treasures or you get condemned to that place that you do not want to go.
It's not a tragedy to die. We're all going to die. To die in your sin, it don't get any worse than that, right?
No.
Joe, how long is eternity for?
Much longer than we can comprehend. It's forever and ever and ever and ever.
And so, folks out there listening, this is why it's so important for you tonight to do this. The Lord Jesus made it very clear. He did all the heavy lifting for you. He did it. He took your sins upon the cross. He did it for you, which you could never do for yourself. He hung upon a tree, and he did it so that you wouldn't have to. And here's what he says. He says that you need to pray to the Father, pray to his Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins. Now, the good news is only sinners can be saved, right? Ask for forgiveness of your sins. And then once you've done that, can we always trust God to honor our commitments? He's the only one. Number two, you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. And if you'll do that, and if you mean it, he will. At that time, you'll become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and you will be on the road. You'll be on the road to what? Immortality.
Immortality.
Now, do we have God's word on that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything as sure as God's word?
No.
No. So there you go. Do it. Don't run out of tomorrows tonight. A whole lot of people are. They'll run all across this world. They're going to run out of tomorrows tonight. Don't be one of them.
You will never regret becoming born again.
Right.
Change you. You will love it.
We're out of time for tonight, folks. We're still going to hang around here. We got to get $1,600 more. We still got to get 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always,
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.